games left. And Mark Vandermeer, voice of the Houston Texans, you always love a road win. You love any win, but you love a road win. And you especially love it when it comes in Indianapolis, a place where you'd only done it once before.
Well, I was 0 for my first 13 up there. And I saw Brian Cushing in the post game saying, yeah, lost six in a row before we finally won last year. I'm like, hold on, Brian. That's your six, okay? It's my 13, and they were finally able to win last year. And winning this one was huge because having that three-game losing streak, you had to reverse the curse somehow, and you did. And now you're the driver's seat, but can you hang on? That's the question.
And it starts this week against a Jacksonville team that's 2-11, but if you listen to Bill O'Brien, you listen to the players, you listen to us, they're dangerous. They can do some things, and you got to take care of your business.
They've been in just about every game they've played, okay? And you look, they make mistakes. They turn the ball over. In fact, last week, I was looking at the box score saying, hey, where are the turnovers? They didn't turn it over at all, but they committed 14 penalties. So, yeah, they make a lot of key mistakes. You have to force them to make those mistakes, though, Drew. You have to help them out in making those mistakes. Here in this building, got to play hard. Got to hope the crowd really gets behind them.
Yeah, 0-5 is Blake Bortles against this Texans team. The Texans have sacked him 22 times in his short career. You hope that continues. They dropped him twice in Jacksonville back in Week 10. Mm-hmm. That, of course, a close one as well. But a guy who's having a nice season, a whale of a season, and a whale of a Colts game, was Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, I think he's having a Pro Bowl caliber season, Drew. I know the sacks haven't quite been there for JD, but he's playing defensive end at a 3-4, which is typically not a high sack position. Had the big sack fumble last week, and DB Sidhu sat down with JD Clowney.
All right, JD, when asked after the Colts game, you said that that strip sack on Andrew Luck was probably the biggest play of your career. You also had a big pressure on Luck that led to the Andre Hall interception. Has this season surprised you at all with what you've been able to do?
No. I'm saying no because, I mean, I put a lot of work in the offseason to get back healthy and to come back to, and I told the guys full last year I'm going to come back and try to dominate this year. And I'm doing pretty good at it. I'm playing pretty good ball right now. I got a lot of work to do and a lot of improvement to do, but it's all coming together.
I think pretty good is probably an understatement. I do remember back in training camp, everyone said, what are your goals for the season? And you said to stay healthy and to be on the field.
That's it. Everything else, take care of yourself. I can just stay out down the field.
You've missed just the one game at Green Bay. You've been on the field, and now you're contributing to meaningful games. Last year, you said you still felt like a rookie. How do you feel this year? You're not looking like a rookie on the field.
No, I don't feel like a rookie. The game is slowing down a lot for me. I'm just getting involved a lot in the defense. The coaches are using me a lot, and everything else is falling in place.
I think the big story this year is that you moved to defensive end.
Yeah.
And so that was a big thing early on. Still, you adapted well to it, though.
Oh, man, it's rough. It's rough. It's a lot different. Everything happened a lot quicker down there than I'm used to. But, it's coming. I'm helping the team out playing down there. So whatever I could do to help, I was doing it.
Romeo Crennel said that they sort of, what was the word that he used? Introduced you to the concept of playing defensive end.
Yeah, man. Right before the season kicked off, he said, I need to play D. And I'm just like, but I'm like, all right, I'll do it. 6'9", whatever I can do to help. So
when he had that conversation with you, you were all in. You were ready to go.
I really had no choice. So
That's
I had to jump all in. One of our key players went down, JJ, who was in that spot. And I was just like, I need just to help the team to fill that role. You know, I had to go down there and do it. And I was like, I'll do it.
How hard is it learning in the NFL compared to college? Does it feel like in college it was just a lot more straightforward, and now you're in Romeo Crennel's system, there's a lot more moving around?
Yeah, it's a lot more learning on this level. You got to learn more about who your opponent is on this level than I did in college. In college, it's like you outplay the guy in front of you. You know, you beat this guy, you really just going against this guy. NFL, you got to learn around you and other certain pieces on the defense where everybody fits, so you know you fit.
What do you think is the most fun about playing defensive end?
What's the most fun? I mean, you get to hit people, smash people every play. So that's the best part about it.
Opposing coaches and quarterbacks have said that when you're on the field, they said when 90 is on the field, you got to know where he is at all times. That's got to feel pretty good considering where you were 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's great. My hard work paying off. I've been working, like I said, everything coming together. I'm out there making plays for my teammates and helping other guys on the team make plays. And we win the games, and we're in first place right now.
2 years ago, you weren't a dad. Now you're a dad.
Yeah.
How's that made you a different?
Oh, man, it's great. I kind of do everything for him. Every day I get up in the morning, I just be like, I got to go do it, you know, for my son. So he don't have to do all the hard stuff I got to go through. So I'm trying to make it easy as possible for him when he get older.
He's how old, one now?
He's 1 year old, yeah.
He's 1 year old. Does he have any idea that dad plays football?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No.
But he comes to the games and watches you.
All the time.
What's the best part of being a dad?
Just to see him, how happy he'd be around me. Every day I walk in the house or when I get up, he looking for me. He always looking for me. And I always want to hang on to my pant leg or hang on to him. Just follow me and do everything I do. That's the best part. You got somebody who want to be just like you. So he trying to be just like me.
What's the most surprising thing about fatherhood?
Surprising? Just knowing you got to cater to somebody else besides yourself all the time. It's like, when I was younger, I hate to tell y'all about this.
No, you must now.
But I'm getting ready to leave the house, and it was just me and him. His mom left already, and I was going to the car without him. I'm just like, I forgot about my son. Like, when he was like a month and a half, I was just like,
I got that little guy there. This is brand new,
so... I've got Greg in the house to get. I said, I can't tell his mom about this.
No, you cannot, but now she probably knows.
Yeah, but I have a guy, and I was just like, well, this is going to be hard. This is a lot different than I was. But, 23 years old with a child, it's kind of different.
Yeah, but you're so into him. I just see on Instagram and everything. You're always posting pictures, and it seems like you're so proud of him.
Yeah,
and he's like a mini you, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I say. Just like me. I want to be just like
him. All right, Romeo Crennel says that we haven't seen the total clowny yet, that there's more to come. What do you think you still have left to show or prove?
I got a lot of game improvement. Last year was probably my first off season, and I used it wisely, but I was just really trying to get used to seeing what I was going to do for the next year. So this year, I want to really work on my pass rushing skills. Last year was really about getting healthier than I was. Everything was about getting healthy, just being able to help the team, just being on the field. This year is about getting my craft and everything right for next year. So I think I'm going to be a lot better pass rush coming next season.
All right, well, we look forward to seeing it.
Yeah,
I'm
looking
so much,
forward to it, too. Thank you.
Well, he's really made a lot of strides for himself this year, Jadeveon Clowney. Where would they be without him? They absolutely need him to be at the top of his game down the stretch.
He's having to slalom through 1, 2, 3, sometimes 4 different blockers on every single play. All right, we've got much more Texans huddle. We've got to go with blitz picks as well. And coming up next, it's Dear Drew.